You've just finished listening to In Spite of Everything, The Stars by Polar Monkey with fan art by Mushroom Tail. Many thanks to Polar Monkey and Mushroom Tail for giving me permission to part fig this gorgeous fig and to use the art for all the covers. If you'd like to leave feedback for either one of them, please find the story on AO3 or through the link on this part fig's post. If you'd like to leave me some feedback, find the part fig on archive of our own or the post from where you downloaded this. A million thanks to Kath for betaing this thing with only a few weeks to spare before posting. Your feedback has been incredibly helpful. The songs used in this story are, in chronological order, Elastic Heart by Sia, Afraid of Everyone by The National, Hunger by Of Monsters and Men, This Kid Is Not Alright by Avil Nation, Who Will Love Me Now by PJ Harvey, Keep It Close by Seven Lions featuring Curly, Until We Bleed by Clear Up featuring Lika Lee, The Wilhelm Scream by James Blake, Fall Into Your Arms by Bastille featuring the Gemma Sharpless Quartet, A Real Hero by College featuring Electric Youth, and finally One Day Like This by Elbow. You can find them all in the fixed post on AO3. The fan mix is titled Luckless Angels. There are 13 songs in total. And finally, some reader free talk. Wow, this has been a process. I've asked Polo for permission to podfic this at least 2 years ago in early 2016. Originally, I meant to record this for the 2016 Epic Podfic Big Bang, but then I ended up not being able to complete it. I honestly don't even remember if I started recording that year. I tried recording it again last summer just to get it done and to see if I could finish it in a week. Which, that backfired. Because I hadn't found a comfortable recording setup yet and ended up rushing through the whole thing. And that led to a terrible recording all in all, bitten off endings, much too breathy and generally just awful sounding. So I let it lie again. And then in January this year, there was the first Podathon on Twitter. An entire weekend devoted to recording podfic. They still keep doing it. I think it's every third weekend in a month. So Podathon from Friday through Sunday, in which you basically try to get as much podfic-related stuff done as possible in a weekend and then can cheer each other on Twitter about it. And by then, I found a comfortable setup for recording since the summer, and I was ready. So I recorded 55,000 words in 2 days and the last 28,000 in the following days. And while recording, I had the idea of adding as many of the illustrations Mushroom Tail did to the finished product as possible. That's why you sometimes get several files per chapter. That and the file size length is more manageable that way. And why the popbook is split into sub-chapters and not just chapters. And also two or three. I haven't done it yet, but I'm assuming it's going to be at least two or three parts of the popbook, because the entire popbook file is just enormous. Because I wanted to include as many covers as I could to make this a proper multimedia experience, so it's something like a picture book you listen to. Polar Monkey was the one who helped me figure out where which song should go, and I highly encourage you to check out the entire fan mix and listen to the songs and pay attention to the lyrics. Even despite all the... in spite of everything... see what I did there. In spite of everything that went wrong in the beginning or didn't go the way I planned or how long it took, I had a great time recording this podfic and I'm immensely proud that I finally finished it. I tried to give different characters a different voice without overdoing it. I recorded Balinor's voice and I think another character, but I forgot who it was, but it must have been someone from the epilogue as well, one of the side characters in the epilogue, in the prologue. Because while going back through it, I could hear the change of my voice. But I recorded these voices while I was writing out the last stretches of a head cold, which gave my voice a slightly rougher quality. And the rest of them I recorded while healthy and just tried to pitch my voice differently, give them a different melody. Like, Senrad was a very deliberate choice to make him sound a little bit creepy with the sing-song voice. And, yeah. But if my voice or accent changed for a character throughout the performance, then it has a lot to do with the fact that I might have forgotten the exact way I voiced them before. I think that might have probably happened with Valiant the most. I feel like he has a bunch of fluctuations in how I actually read him. Possibly also some of Merlin's friends. And then while editing this, I also noticed that Merlin sounds slightly more American when he shouts abuse at Arthur just after waking up in the cell. Which was an accident, but a bit of a happy one. Because Merlin has had his first protesting and rioting experience in the US, so maybe that's where he learned to really insult someone, and thus his accent is more American on those occasions. I guess I'm just gonna tell myself that so I don't agonize over the accent too much. I don't really know why I always make Arthur sound deeper than Merlin, especially since Colin's voice, at least in his original accent, is deeper than Bradley's. I guess it's just how they sound in my head. I mean, I'd considered making his voice higher in the prologue, but he's already 15 when he gets to speak, and I figured he might have gone through his voice change by then. I mean, he probably did go through his voice change by then. So that's why Arthur ended up being the deeper voice out of the two. As for why I chose to podfic this particular story, it's just one of those things, you know. It's where you read a story and it just sticks with you. And I think I speak for many people in this fandom who have read this story that after reading it, you don't just forget about it. You know, it sticks in your mind. You come back to it. Not necessarily to reread it, but to think about it, to reflect on it. I mean, there are, you know, some icky elements in there where, you know, there's a hefty dose of Stockholm syndrome that you could see in this story. And just because the characters reflect on it and acknowledge that it's fucked up, it doesn't mean that it's less fucked up. But I don't know. For me, it worked, you know, it still does, even though in hindsight, everything is probably a bit rushed in there. I mean, I think they've known each other for about a month by the time they get together, while still being, you know, hostage and captor. And it just works, because you know, as a reader, you know that Arthur wishes he weren't in that position, that he doesn't think of Merlin the way you'd expect an actual kidnapper to think of their victim. Like, he is in a way obsessed with Merlin, but it's not an obsession with keeping him to himself. It's more an obsession with, I don't know, with just seeing the good in him and trying to appeal to him, to make himself look good in front of Merlin, and to get Merlin to understand that Arthur is not a bad person. So I feel like even though the dynamic of captor and kidnapper is entirely problematic for sure, there's still this element of vulnerability in Arthur that sort of takes a sting out of it, you know, at least the emotional sting out of it. But yeah, it's just one of these stories that stick in your mind. And I think when I read it, I immediately wanted to podfic it. And then I did. This is apart from the pole dancing AU, which came in several parts. It's probably the longest thing I've ever podficed. I think it's probably even longer than the actual pole dancing AU, because the pole dancing AU, if I remember correctly, came out to about 6.5 hours of audio, and this is, I think, closer to 11. I don't have the exact number in front of me right now, but I think it's closer to 11 now. So yeah, yay me for finishing it. I hope that everyone who loved the story and who enjoys podfic will enjoy my reading of it. I tried to do it justice. And I would love to hear whether you thought that it worked or even if you thought that it didn't. I mean, I can't change how my voice sounds or what my accent is like, but I'm still interested in hearing what you thought of different character voices, of music choices I made with the help of Polar Monkey, of whether you enjoyed the picture book element to it, whatever, honestly, just let me know. I'm really looking forward to hearing your thoughts. And with that, I'm gonna say goodbye. Thank you for listening through until the end, and I hope you've had fun. Bye.